Here's a thought about illumination. And I suppose I should start by confessing that I just love wordplay almost as much as I love photography. Words are such a funny thing. Language is such a funny thing. And what little I know of languages other than my native language of English, I think it's a universal thing. That's every country, every language, every people's wordplay is a part of fun of life. Well, here's one that has me both laughing and pondering and thinking and chuckling. Has it ever occurred to you the double meaning inherent in the word illumination? Of course, as photographers, we search for illuminating light to reveal the shadows. It's all about light and about photography, light writing. We also search for illumination in the sense of enlightenment and understanding. And we use photography to not only explore the world, but to express ourselves about it. Matter of fact, photography is all about illumination. Interestingly enough, in both definitions of the term. And that had me wondering if maybe a better term than photographer to describe what we do, we could think of ourselves as illumination seekers. In both senses of the word, which leads me, of course, to a parallel pursuit of enlightenment. Yeah, enlightenment indeed. All you fellow illumination seekers that are fellow travelers with me on this path of creative photography. And all of this had me thinking about an exercise my first photography teacher gave us that must have been impressive because after 50 years, I still remember it as clearly as if it happened yesterday. He pulled out a piece of photographic paper prior to development, and it was white. And he said, you know, it seems like our task as photographers is to put some dark shadows onto this white paper. That's what we do when we expose the paper and develop it. He said, but that's exactly the opposite of what we should be thinking in photography. Because the universe is a very dark place. Blackness abounds. And our task of photographers, photos, graphy again, light writing, is to introduce white light into the eternal darkness. And although that's not actually what happens in the process of making an enlargement in an analog darkroom, it was the thought process that got me changing the way I thought about photography that was so impactful. Photography thought of not as light writing, but rather pulling the light out of the shadows. And for some reason, I found that shift of thinking about the process of photography to be incredibly useful. Now, more often than not, when I'm processing an image, that's what I'm thinking about, is pulling the light out of the shadows so that I can bring into attention and illuminate specifically what I want, not just with the tones of lightness and darkness that lead to illumination, but also in that sense of revealing emotions, content, mood, feeling, both senses of the word illumination. Maybe not the most profound thought I've ever had, but one that has amazingly stuck with me in 50 years of photography, and I still think about it to this day.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.